calling the UA Movies North Hollywood, conveniently located at 6355 Billingham Avenue in the Valley Plaza Shopping Center. Our show schedules for Friday, April 12th through the 18th are Lady Hawk, rated PG-13, showing at 12:33, 5:25, 8, and 10:30. The Last Dragon, PG-13, 1, 3:15, 5:35, 8, and 10:25. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, G, 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. Desperately Seeking Susan, PG-13, 12:45, 3:05, 5:25, 7:50, 10:10. Police Academy 2, PG-13, 12:15, 2:15, 4:15, 6:15, 8:15, and 10:15. Cat's Eye, PG-13, 12:15, 2:15, 4:15, 6:20, 8:30, and 10:40. Our midnight shows this week are Rocky Horror, Buckaroo Banzai, Heavy Metal, Lust in the Dust, The Wall, and Terminator. Our box office opens at 11:30. Admission prices are $3 for children, senior citizens, $5.50 for general admission. Bargain matinee shows are $3, first two shows or seating capacity. Thank you for calling the UA Movies, North Hollywood.
Face it, mister. You're dead.
Hello, this is Jane Fondle for Radio Aerobics. Okay, today it's time for advanced tummy flattening. Are you ready? This is very simple, but very hard. No matter how you do it, just do it right. Okay, now go out and lie down on your back in the middle of your driveway. Now quickly, quickly, suck in your stomach muscles and have your husband back the car over you. Do this 10 times. Ready? Now go. Enough! Thank you.
A door is ajar. Thank you.
Right door is open. Thank you.
Your headlights are on. Thank you.
Your taillight is cracked. Thank you.
Prompt service is required. Thank you.
Fluid level is low. Thank you.
Your engine is overheating. Thank you.
Your dipstick is long.
Thank you.
I still can't get over the fact that 24 hours ago I was in an Egyptian tomb. I didn't know any of you wonderful people, and now I'm on the verge of a madcap Manhattan weekend.
Maybe you're sort of tired of eating the same old thing day after day. Maybe you'd like to try something different, something delicious, something with a marvelous flavor that just knocks the spots off any other cereal you've ever tried. Now, if that's the case, why don't you ask your mother to let you have a big bowl of crackly, crunchy, golden brown Wheaties Flakes tomorrow morning? Ask your mother to let you have a cereal you'll really like the taste of. Ask her for the big, husky cereal for wide-awake fellows and girls who not only start things, but who see them through. Your mother will be mighty glad to let you have Wheaties, too. For most any fellow's or girl's mother wants to see them eat a big bowl of a nourishing whole wheat cereal every morning. And your mother probably knows, too, that authorities now recognize that Wheaties supply the very same amount of heat-producing units you need to help keep your body warm these cold winter days as a cooked cereal does. So you can be sure she'll be glad to let you have all the Wheaties you want to eat this winter, if you ask her for them. Remind your mother to always look for the famous seal of acceptance of the Committee on Food of the American Medical Association whenever she buys Wheaties. That seal means much to her. It tells her that Wheaties are a pure product, honestly advertised. And another thing, remind your mother that lots of grocers are featuring Wheaties and bananas now. Ask her to get some of each next time she goes to the store. Try that delicious breakfast combination tomorrow morning. You'll say it's swell.
It certainly is swell for the 99th time here on the movie line for the week of April 21st through the 25th, 1985. Well, this will be our last tape for a couple of weeks. Call the input line at 761-0333 for details. And, well, let's get on with another week of film-listed fun on the movie line. Here we go.
Hello, boys and girls, and whoever else may be listening. This is Zaphod Beeblebrox. First of all, yuck a mundo, Paul, for playing the Killing Fields theme on your input tape. That is, like, the grossest movie I've ever seen. It was so bad, and what's more is it was at the theater where I work, and I had to hear that five times a day for a month. The reason I'm calling is to tell you all that I just attended the 9th anniversary gathering, or some such nonsense, of the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Rialto Theater in Pasadena. And I would just like to say that in my opinion, and from what I gathered the opinion of many other people, the Rocky Horror Picture Show cult is dead. Okay, so why don't we just bury it and let's get on with something else. I mean, sure, it was brash and funny and irreverent and sexy at the time, but that was the 70s when we were all idiots. Now it looks ridiculous, the music is dated, the actors are dated. It's ridiculous. It looks silly, the people up there dancing look silly, they're all 60s refugees who have nothing better to do than take drugs. And, girl I know who was at that show went into a seizure because she was taking drugs that she knew she shouldn't take, but she wanted to take for fun. And it gave her a seizure, and she could have been hurt. It was just, I don't know what it does to people, that movie, but it's just so dumb these days. Sure, it was cute and funny and, like I said, irreverent at the time, but it's time to get on with something else. Form a cult around Buckaroo Banzai or something. Just let the Rocky Horror Picture Show die and fade away. This has been a highly prejudiced comment from Zaphod Beeblebrox, and until next time, I know where my towel is. Thanks.
Hello, Paul. This is E.G. from Burbank. Remember me? Anyway, I'm calling in the blind here. I didn't call the output line because I just remembered the input number instead of the output number. Anyway, guess I can go ahead and leave a real quick movie review. I saw Mask, and to me it just seems like a perfect movie. I mean, nothing is overdone, nothing's underdone, nothing's left hanging in midair. It's a perfect movie. It tells a story. It doesn't make you too hyper by making things more dramatic than it should be. A little bit of humor right where it belongs. You know, it's got everything. You know, somebody really, really sat down and thought about this one. So, I think Mask is a success. Anyway, back over to the output line to hear what's coming out today. Bye.
Hello, this is Andy, all the way out here from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I'm here to recommend the movie Witness. Yes, Witness was filmed in beautiful downtown Lancaster. No, not downtown Lancaster, the rolling hills of Lancaster. And this movie is generally about a little small child who witnesses a murder, which leads to a big thing, and a police officer gets involved with the Amish people and lives among them. This is a movie to see. It's a very good movie. The ending is kind of corny, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd rate it an 8. Now, just because I'm from Pennsylvania doesn't mean that I am biased to this movie and recommend you to see it. You should see it anyway. It's a good movie. It's got Harrison Ford in it, you know, Indiana Jones, all those wonderful movies. He was in that movie with Gene Wilder called The Frisco Kid, if you remember, for all you movie fans. A little trivia there. And, That's basically it. Go and see Witness. Witness is the movie to see.
For 12 years, I've been listening to you guys. First, you told me that he was retarded.
For academic achievement, Rocky Dennis.
Then you told me he'd never be able to do anything that regular kids could do.
I want to go to every place I've ever read about.
You know, if I had dug his grave every time one of you geniuses told me he was going to die, I'd be in China by now.
But I am different, Mom.
Based on a true story, Mask. Sometimes the most unlikely people become heroes. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now playing in Hollywood at Pacific Cinerama Dome. Number for information, 213-466-3401.
Friday the 13th, Part 5. A New Beginning. Yes, a new beginning. Is Jason back? Well, Jason, the killer from the last four films, may or may not be back. You find out in this film. It's a terrifying film, I think one of the scariest, and the production values are up there with The Exorcist. And the acting, ho ho ho. You know, some of the other Friday the 13th stars have produced stars from those films, went on to do major things, like Kevin Bacon went on to do Footloose. This film has a few outstanding performances. I don't remember the actors' names, but there's the actress, the female lead actress, who finally kills the killer. I won't tell you who it is, whether it's Jason or not. Tommy from the last movie. Tommy is now 18 years old and in a mental institution when the murders start happening again. And one exceptional performance. I really think maybe best supporting actor should be the kid who plays Joey. He's the third one killed. Unbelievable actor. You probably remember him from They're Playing with Fire, starring Sybil Danning. And also, lots of television. He did Hill Street Blues and Night Rider. Lots of good stuff. And he played Joey. Cute guy. I think he's going to be a big star. The film's rated R, and I suggest everyone go see it and pay special attention to the character of Joey. Great actor. Thank you.
I also, too, saw Desperately Seek Susan, and I found it to be rather quite refreshing, to say the least. Madonna is excellent. She's basically playing herself. However, nonetheless, I think as far as some of the other singers who have crossed over into acting, she has done an excellent job. Rosanna Arquette, the confused housewife, is pretty good. She's done pretty good in some of the other movies. And Idine Quinn as the male protagonist in this film, also a refreshing role there. And it's rather quite interesting. I don't know if anything has ever actually happened like this, but it's quite interesting to see how a young middle-class housewife could get bored with her yuppie husband and move on to the world of the underground. But nonetheless, it was a rather refreshing role, and hope to see Madonna in more movies, because I don't think that she's anywhere near unattractive, and I know a lot of people out there probably will agree. Paul, a question. What is this Believer's Choice? It sounds interesting. Is this something that's a syndicated thing that you've picked up, or is it a friend of yours, or what? I just find it interesting that it's probably something uncommon for a phone line. And lastly, a suggestion to you and Mr. Fun. How about next time for the Arty Awards, doing it in front of a live audience? And you know, I don't know if you'd be able to do it live over the phone lines, but at least record it live. And, you know, somewhere, I don't know where, Chuck E. Cheese's, your apartment, Dennis DeCrepo's garage, But I think that would provide for a more entertaining program. Well, you did a very good job this time around, and congratulations to you on your awards. Anyway, Paul, like West Hollywood out.
Well, as far as the Arty Awards, that would be up to Mr. Nino Telefun, because that's his little brainchild, and he has the rights to that one. I just hosted it. So you might want to leave a comment at 882-9523 and ask him all about that and maybe throw that one at him. As far as the Believer's Choice series goes, that was a friend of mine, Mr. David Kyle, who is recording that for a National Christian Network. And he uses my recording facilities, and it does play on the radio. But I'm not sure of the exact stations. If you'd like to know, I can get that information for you. And David was also an actor. He appeared in the motion picture Halloween. He was in the very first sequence with the girl. He was making out with the girl, if you recall that, right before she was about to get killed by her little brother. And now, we're going to bring you another chapter of Believer's Choice, presented by Mr. David Kyle, a conservative, controversial Christian analysis of the movies.
Welcome to Believer's Choice, a Christian perspective on the movies. I'm David Kyle. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, a place called Heaven, Ebel was found in one of God's most beautiful creatures, and he was cast down to Earth, taking one-third of the angels with him. And ever since, he has been cleverly using every device known to creation to deceive and destroy the work of God's hand. One of the most effective secret tools that he uses to sway man from God is motion pictures. Today we're going to do battle with the philosophy of the evil one that has been laced through the recent story called The Return of the Jedi. Many people believe that the Christian objection to the promotion of Buddhist and cultic philosophies in the Star Wars series is overstated and alarmist. However, we have got to understand that the primary audience for these films is children who do not yet possess the critical ability to think in abstract terms and usually cannot divorce the philosophy of a film from its surface appeal. Even most adults are pitifully unaware of the power of films to mold the thought systems of those who innocently open themselves up to their effect. Like kids, we go to movies to be entertained. In that frame of mind is an opening up of the mind to let a movie carry us away in the effect that it has planned for us. As we open up, the movie then begins to manipulate our emotions and thought patterns to produce the effect of stimulating one or more of our basic human emotions, whether it be love, hate, lust, fear. Kids especially look for heroes that they can model themselves after. They carry their fascination with and adulation of these heroes into their other activities in an attempt to make the reality of real life as exciting as the fantasy world of the movie. This visible modeling of their heroes also includes a less visible integration of the values and belief systems of the heroes, so that everything about the hero becomes a part of what they consciously or unconsciously are trying to recreate in their own lives. Therefore, if you see your child mimicking the activities of Luke Skywalker, or even worse, Darth Vader or the Emperor, you can be fairly certain that the philosophies and value systems of these characters are also having a molding effect on the child. Whether this effect ever becomes strong enough to permanently sway the thinking of the child depends a lot on the individual susceptibility of that child to hero worship. Let's look then at the philosophies modeled by the main characters in The Return of the Jedi. George Lucas has publicly stated his desire to integrate Buddhist philosophies into the Star Wars series, and I think he has successfully accomplished that goal. The hero, Luke Skywalker, is now quite adept at using the mystical powers of the good side of the Force. This idea that there is one supreme power that has a good side and a bad side is one being used by the New Age movement today. Their claim is that everyone is God, and that this two-sided nature of God is reflected in the sometimes good, sometimes bad behavior of normal human beings. They claim that the Antichrist, therefore, is part of God and therefore ultimately good. A bit of philosophical preparation for the eventual worship of the incarnate Antichrist when he comes. In the film, Luke uses his good powers to manipulate people's minds and to levitate things. The unsophisticated young moviegoer sees his hero using psychic powers for good and naively concludes that mystical supernatural powers are a neutral force that can be used for good or evil. It is only then one short step into desiring to seek out these mystical forces in order to develop them for good. This is not a philosophical theory, but one that is being adopted by people very close to me who consider themselves Christians and who will not heed the words of Deuteronomy 18 on the subject. They are getting involved in spiritism and mind control philosophies that are leading them into Satan's realm. Another destructive philosophy being fomented by this film is that there is no rescue for one who turns to the dark side, that it will forever dominate one's destiny. This, of course, is untrue. God continues to save even the vilest of sinners. The idea that once you reach a certain level of sin, you cannot be saved is a lie that Satan uses to keep sinners from repenting. The only unforgivable sin is the final rejection of Christ, done with full knowledge of who he is, and only God knows which heart has reached that point of no return. Another dangerous philosophy spun by this film is one of redemption and salvation through self-righteous acts of goodness. Darth Vader and the Emperor perish because they are bad, and yet Luke, Yoda, and Obi-Wan earn a place of eternal life because of their own efforts to overcome evil. And yet in reality, no one is good but God, and the only way to be saved is to accept the righteousness of Christ as a gift that was earned for you by his efforts alone. Make no mistake, my friends, these are no imagined subterranean philosophies concocted in the mind of some killjoy Christian critic who is trying to gain acceptance by the religious right. I love good action movies and would love to be able to recommend this film. The chase scene through the Redwood Forest is the best chase scene ever put on film. But these anti-Christian philosophies that dominate the picture are unambiguous, clearly stated, and integral to the whole story and message of this film. And whether you choose to believe it or not, the effect of the actions, values, and philosophies of the main characters in the film upon impressionable, hero-worshipping youngsters is real and significant in such a powerful vehicle as the Star Wars trilogy of films. Caveat emptor. I'm David Kyle.
Return to a galaxy far, far away. The next chapter in the continuing Star Wars saga. Return of the Jedi.
Is Darth Vader my father?
Return of the Jedi. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Is that Paul Mack character out there? Listen, pal, I just got a phone bill here, and my son Howard says that he heard this number on your line, 501-276-656-847-0139-8645-8355-7160-4276.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number is... Please make a note of it.
What the hell is that? My son tried to call us 7 times. He kept bills from the phone company 7 pages long and costing me $335. I don't think you should be subverting our youth this way, pal. If I ever find out who you are or where you live, I'm gonna come and kick your ass, boy.
That single drop of Retsin will make your breath taste as fresh as...
Bandini, the word for fertilizer.
The captain has turned on the no-smoking sign. Please return the stewardess to her full upright position for landing.
The soft, supple feel of...
An organ. Yes, consider the Hammond Organ Master Series.
Your uncandid phone, what is your name?
Kathy.
Hi, and you got a victim for candid phone. Is it a good one?
I sure do. It's my fiance.
What's his name?
Joel.
Ooh, boy. All right, Kathy, what do you need now?
We're getting married, and we're living together right now, and the pastor who's marrying us is pretty strict. So I want you to call my fiance at work and tell him he found out that we're living together. And the church, they won't allow him to marry us.
Because you're living together.
Right.
Oh, Kathy, this is your husband-to-be and you want to do this to him already?
Yeah.
1141.
Calling for Joel, please.
Certainly, sir. News calling.
This is the Reverend about his marriage.
Surely. One moment, sir.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, Joel?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is the Reverend calling.
Yes.
I just talked with Kathy a little while ago, and I was wondering if she had discussed with you what we had talked about.
No. In reference to what?
Well, I will not be able to perform the ceremony because I had found out, don't ask me how, that you had been living together.
Hmm.
Is that true, or that you were cohabitating?
I thought she had made what our plans were in the past clear at the time.
Yeah. How long have you been cohabitating?
About a year, I guess.
Hmm. Well, they asked you, do you sleep in the same bed?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a list of questions I have for you here, and I have to ask this. This may come as somewhat of a surprise, but as a reverend, I have to know this. Have you seen Kathy naked?
Well, yeah.
Oh, gee. Okay, and one more question. You have seen her naked?
Yes.
Are her breasts pouting and supple?
What?
With her hand searching your body with pleasure?
Who the f*** is this?
Rick Dees, and your uncandid fun!
Son of a bitch! I can't believe this.
Kathy's burning your buns. Have a happy wedding.
We win. Ladies, here's a great place where your husband will probably want to go tonight.
All over your face.
Left door is open. Your pants are unzipped.
And the spokesman for the gay community in San Francisco said,
I was rear-ended on the San Diego freeway.
Oh, you did it again. You re-edited my voice. I didn't say the Academy Awards were held at the Dorothy Chandler. In fact, I didn't even say it was held at the Music Center. I originally said it was held at... You did some editing on there. I don't know how you did that, but you made it sound like I said it was not being held to Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. It was being held. But actually, I didn't say that. It was actually held at the. I don't know how you did that.
Have to believe we are magic. Nothing can stand in our way.
That's your answer, okay? All right, bye.
That's about going to do it for the 99th time here on the movie line at 761-3330 or from the West Valley at 906-3000. Thanks for calling, and I suggest now that you call 761-0333 for further details on what's going to happen to these numbers. In the meantime, you can call the following numbers in the 818 area code for recorded telephone entertainment 24 hours a day. Telephone at 882-9524 or the brand new input line at 882-9523. Observatory at 702-0429 or the new supplementary number at 701-5659. Calcom at 407-1111 or the party line in the 213 area code at 205-7980. In the 714 area code, there's the Orange County Connection at 680-0894. And call this Friday and Saturday on 3330 to hear the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, episode 29, Skunk Trek 3, The Search for Alexandria. Remember the P.O. Box at 2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023. This is Paul Mack speaking, and go see a movie. Don't go away, because this tape repeats over and over and over again. We're talking pain here.